Good afternoon, and welcome to IZEA's Q2 2018 earnings call. I'm Ryan Schram, Chief Operating Officer at IZEA, and joining me today is IZEA Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock, and IZEA Founder, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer, Ted Murphy. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details pertaining to our second quarter 2018 performance. If you'd like to review those details, all of IZEA's investor information can be found on our investor relations website, izea.com/investors. Before we begin, please take note of the safe harbor paragraph that appears at the end of the press release covering the company's financial results, and be advised that during the course of today's earnings call, our management team will discuss IZEA's business outlook and make forward-looking statements. These statements are predictions based on our team's expectations as of today that are subject to inherent risks and uncertainties and should not be unduly relied upon. Actual events, results, or trends could differ materially from our forecast due to a number of factors, including those mentioned in our most recently filed periodic reports with the SEC. The company and our management team assume no obligations to update any forward-looking statements made in today's call. In addition, our update today will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures, specifically gross billings and adjusted EBITDA. A discussion and reconciliation of these measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measure is presented in our most recent Form 10-Q, available under SEC filings in the Investors section of IZEA.com. With the appropriate disclosures out of the way, I'm pleased to introduce my colleague and IZEA's Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock, to provide a summary of the company's performance in the second quarter of 2018. Leanne?
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. IZEA reported second quarter 2018 revenue of $4.1 million compared to $5.7 million in the second quarter of 2017. Revenue from managed services, accounting for 97% of total revenue in the quarter, decreased 28% to $4 million in Q2 2018, compared to $5.6 million in Q2 2017. Lower revenue was the result of lower annual commitments from our larger annual customers, along with less sales and a decrease in smaller customers running short-term campaigns. Content workflow, accounting for 2% of total revenue in the quarter, decreased 33% to $63,000 in Q2 2018, compared to $94,000 in Q2 2017. Bookings for managed services in Q2 2018 were $2.7 million, compared to $5.4 million in Q2 2017. Revenue backlog at the end of the quarter was $9 million. Revenue backlog consists of $4.6 million in unbilled bookings for campaigns which have not yet started, as well as unearned revenue of $4.4 million for campaigns that have been billed but are not yet complete. Cost of revenue decreased by $784,000 between the periods, primarily due to lower revenues in Q2 2018. Cost of revenue as a percentage of revenue improved to 47% in Q2 2018, compared to 48% in Q2 2017. Our cost of revenue consists primarily of direct costs paid to our third-party creators who provide the content and sponsorship services, and our internal personnel costs for those who are primarily responsible for the fulfillment of our obligations under our managed service contracts. Although our internal fulfillment costs have decreased 15% from approximately $540,000 in 2017 to $460,000 in 2018 due to a 17% reduction in departmental personnel year over year, our internal fulfillment costs as a percentage of revenue increased to 11% in Q2 2018 compared to 9% in Q2 2017. This is primarily due to our fixed internal costs that do not fluctuate with revenue, becoming a larger percentage of revenue when revenue decreases. Total costs and expenses were $5.8 million in Q2 2018, compared to $7.1 million in Q2 2017. Total costs and expenses largely decreased due to the lower cost of revenue, but also due to reductions in personnel costs and a $231,000 reduction in our estimates for the future contingent performance portion due on our acquisition liability related to Zen Content. Although the total amount of costs and expenses are declining, as a percentage of revenue, they have increased from 125% in Q2 2017 to 142% in Q2 2018. Net loss in the second quarter of 2018 was $1.6 million, or negative 28 cents per share, as compared to a net loss of $1.4 million, or negative 25 cents per share in the prior year quarter. Adjusted EBITDA for the second quarter was a negative $1.5 million, compared to a negative $840,000 during the prior year quarter. As of June 30, 2018, we had $1.9 million in cash on hand and stockholders' equity of $2.3 million. Receivables at the end of the quarter were $2.8 million, and we had accessed approximately $845,000 on our $5 million credit facility with Bridge Bank. We have been very busy following the end of our second quarter. On July 2nd, we completed a public offering providing us with additional cash of approximately $3.1 million after financing, commission, and expenses. On July 26th, we closed on our acquisition of Tap Influence with an initial payment of approximately $1.3 million in net cash and 1,150,000 shares of our common stock. We also paid $111,000 in cash and issued 98,765 shares of our common stock on July 30th as payment for the second annual installment payment due on our acquisition liability related to the purchase of Zen Content. I would like to thank the entire IZEA team for their support, hard work, and amazing accomplishments during my time as CFO of IZEA. I am proud of what we built here, and know that the company will be in great hands with Michael Heald as he steps into the role on August 15th as IZEA's new CFO, bringing fresh perspectives and in-depth expertise from years of auditing and working with a variety of public and private companies. I will now pass the discussion back over to Ryan to provide some additional commentary.
Thanks, Leanne. And on behalf of all of Team IZEA, we wish you nothing but the best. As we advised during our first quarter earnings call, Q2 results were expected to be lower than in prior years. However, our team has not stood still or become paralyzed by these challenges. Instead, they have dug deep, reevaluated every facet of our historical effort, and looked inward on the things that they could have done better. And while the positive impact of those efforts has not been fully translated to bookings or revenue, we have evidence to believe that we are rebounding from this slump in top-line performance. Let me explain why. If you're familiar with the broader category, you already know that the influencer and content marketing space remains white hot. Today, there are literally hundreds of companies in North America alone vying for market share, whereas a few years ago, that number was less than 50. As a result, IZEA's go-to-market sales strategy and our resulting opportunity lifecycle dynamics have evolved to reflect the fluid landscape. On our last call, Ted mentioned in his remarks that we saw new opportunity pipeline grow year over year in Q1 2018. But at the same time, we saw bookings down year over year due to a decrease in close rates. Amongst our sales team, the consensus was that there was a disconnect between the positive momentum it felt like we had built in sales versus the results we were seeing. By developing a different look at our internal tracking data, we believe we now understand that correlation and the trailing effects of effort in better detail. For example, during the first three quarters of 2017, IZEA's new opportunity pipeline generated by our sales team was down year over year. But at the very same time, we saw opportunity close rates increase for those very same quarters, while also delivering bookings growth. If you looked at those same quarters in isolation, it would appear that we were just getting significantly better at closing deals and growing the business. However, in retrospect, We now see that the total pipeline denominator was simply getting smaller during that same period of time. Not only was it getting smaller, it was becoming more concentrated, with fewer larger clients comprising the pipeline, which increased, ultimately, our risk. The deals that were being won were actually because of a sales effort put forward many months prior. We also recognize that some of this could have stemmed from the team being distracted by our own strategic review process, as well as the fundamental changes we made to the organization as we restructured our operations on IZEA's path to profitability throughout the course of 2017. But regardless of the reasons, I believe shareholders want to know, what did we learn from this period in the company's history, and how can we avoid a similar scenario in the future? First, our sales management team now has a multi-year data model that strongly suggests that there is an 8 to 10 month trailing correlation between overall new opportunity pipeline trends and bookings. This differs from our historical view of the correlation between pipeline and bookings, where we were primarily focused on pipeline and bookings within a singular quarter. Put simply, the sales pipeline effort put forth in a given quarter will be reflected over the next three quarters in the form of bookings, which ultimately convert to revenue. Case in point, in 2017, IZEA had three quarters of year-over-year declines in new opportunity pipeline. As a result, we had three quarters of year-over-year bookings declines beginning in Q4 2017. Second, it's important to acknowledge that access to larger brand direct budgets can deliver a meaningful impact to IZEA's bottom line. But those impacts and investments can also have a prolonged consideration period, or can entice a sales team to focus too much effort toward the largest opportunities instead of the broader spectrum of potential budgets. As a result, we have placed renewed emphasis on diverse client activities to build the top of our sales funnel, and it is working. For investors who might be new to our story, IZEA defines new opportunity pipeline as the total dollar value of proposals presented to clients during a specific period. Year-over-year new opportunity pipeline growth began to return at the end of last year, and the positive momentum has continued in the first half of 2018. Simultaneously, we made staffing adjustments over the past two quarters to reduce overhead expenditure while rebalancing our go-to-market strategy to focus on diversifying our pipeline deal size. All told, it is our team's belief that IZEA will begin to see a positive effect and increasing quarter-over-quarter bookings beginning in Q3 of this year, with revenue recognition trailing those bookings.
Thank you, Ryan. We are indeed beginning to see a rebound. We have been aggressively filling the top of the funnel for three quarters now, and we are starting to see it flow through to purchase. From a sales perspective, July 2018 was the best July in the history of the company, with managed services bookings up 153% year over year. New opportunity pipeline was up year over year, continuing the trend we have seen of positive year over year pipeline growth every month this year. We believe the acquisition of Tap Influence will add meaningful gross billings and revenue to IZEA in the future. We expect that quarterly gross billings will grow sequentially in Q3 and Q4. Revenues are expected to trail this growth, and we will see the effect of low bookings from our managed services in Q4 of 2017 through Q2 of 2018, dragging down revenues in Q3 of 2018 and to a lesser extent in Q4 of 2018. While we believe gross billings will be up for this year, we now expect that revenues will be down for the year because of this trailing effect. We will have increased expenses from the Tap Influence acquisition in Q3, but expect our losses to taper dramatically in Q4. We are expecting to be EBITDA positive beginning in the first half of 2019, as we fully experience the operational efficiencies of removing duplicative resources in both organizations. As we look beyond this year, we envision both a recovery in managed services sales combined with growth in SaaS and marketplace spend as we continue to innovate on the product front. We have a number of major product improvements that we expect to release in the back half of 2018, some of which have been in development since early 2017. Many of these are firsts for our industry, and we believe they will have a positive impact on increasing SaaS sales and marketplace spend. SaaS is going to play an ever-increasing role in the future of our company. We see a large opportunity in this space and believe that both brands and agencies have a need for our software solution. The technology, experience, and people we acquired from Tap Influence will serve to accelerate development and enhance the end customer experience. On the technology integration side, we plan to migrate Tap Influence customers to the IZEA X platform over the coming 12 to 18 months. The migration of initial customers is scheduled to begin in about 6 months. As IZEA X 3.0 is released, and the feature set in IZEA X eclipses all capabilities of the existing Tap Influence platform. Tap Influence customers will gain access to a variety of new features that have been on their wish list for quite some time. The amount of wasted effort and money between the players in our space is significant. There is duplicative spending among competitors, and those resources can be better applied when focused on a single entity, who can devote a higher percentage of overall spend towards servicing the end customer and growing the revenue base. Companies are spending sales and marketing dollars to compete aggressively with each other. They are carrying the same overhead and administrative costs, and most importantly, investing significant engineering resources to build platforms that are trying to solve the exact same customer problems. That doesn't make much sense. And we believe there is significant room to both grow top line and generate a profit at the same time. With our Tap Influence acquisition, we expect to significantly increase our revenue per employee, gross billings per employee, and ultimately EBITDA per employee, with many additional benefits to our organization and our customers. We continue to have discussions with others in our space who see the opportunity in combining our efforts. This acquisition has also opened up new discussions with the platform players and large agencies in our space who are interested in partnering with companies who represent a more meaningful scale and strategic opportunities. We believe that scale matters and will continue to explore new ways to gain more operational leverage and diversify our revenue streams. As we look to the remainder of 2018, we have four goals: close on the pipeline we have already established, continue pipeline development momentum and aggressively pursue new opportunities, deploy our new technologies, and ensure a smooth acquisition transition. Before we get to questions, I would like to give special thanks to our outgoing CFO, Leanne Hitchcock. Leanne, you have been a tremendous IZEA team member, and you will be dearly missed. We appreciate all the long hours and hard work, and thank you for your service and your friendship. Thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. I would now like to open the call for Q&A.